Morning. Our theme today is going to be anxiety, panic, and fear as a friend. So remember as we start that you are the you that is. No words can be spoken or thought that can state who and what you are. So rest there. So I thought since we covered last week the non-reality of anxiety, panic, and fear, and that there's no need to fear those sensations, that we would touch on why those thoughts might rise to your awareness in regards to these sensations in the first place. And it might be that if we are still holding on to old belief systems and old concepts, then these sensations can be rising in an attempt to get our attention. And they certainly do, don't they? So think about that for just a moment. There's nothing to fear about the sensations. They rise to our awareness. We are quite aware of them. And if we don't claim a story to be around them, we can sit quietly with that sensation. But now we're going to look at why they come. And again, it might be that they rise in an attempt to get our attention. So the universe, the God self, needs the attention, our attention, in order to affect a realization in regard to what we are claiming as real. And then go through the understanding of letting go. Go back and take that one. The universe, the presence, the allness, the completeness, that which is utilizing these forms, consciousness, to come to the realization, I am consciousness. So consciousness is seeking through these forms to understand that it is consciousness. So in the dream state, we dream of panic and fear and anxiety. So we're living in that dream state. Now, look at these sensations as an attempt to get your attention. Attention for what? Why does the God presence, the self that I am, require the attention? In order to affect a realization in regards to what we are claiming as real. So first, we're going to look at why we are here in this dream state a separation. So we are here to recognize that we are the presence of something we call God, so that the life is lived that was intended to be lived. So we go along in the dream state of the belief systems, the conceptual ideas that I live in a state of fear, or I live in a state of panic, or I live in a state of anxiety. That is what we claim is real, and we will continue to do that until we come to the recognition, no, it is not reality. I am the presence of reality itself. So we don't want to miss this opportunity of awareness by holding to some old beliefs and concepts about who and what we are. So the old concepts and the old beliefs about panic, anxiety, and fear, we are to release. We are to let go those old belief systems. Okay. So we are to become into a sense of seeing what we are holding on to as our identity, what we are holding on to in regards to what and who I truly am, and to see more clearly the old beliefs and the old concepts as not being the all in all of reality that we might be believing that they are. So take a deep breath. And we're going to begin by just letting whatever is in our awareness to just be. Whatever is passing through, just let it be. There's no need to try to do something. There's not even a need to try to understand the words being spoken. Just let them be. Just let the moment be as it is, without comment, without judgment. Just watch a breath take place. There is nothing that you are doing. So drift a little deeper, just watching a breath take place. And we can take a look at what is going on with the sensations of anxiety, panic, or fear. So as to our example last week, with waiting for the health results, the health test results. So what was really being wanted and afraid of not receiving it? Was our example, was he really looking for a good test result? Or was there some other hidden desire? Or is mind playing panic attack because the mortgage payment might be late? What was really being wanted? Is it really money that is wanted? Or is there some other hidden desire? Or is fear there because relationship so much wanted, but mind keeps saying it won't happen and give hundreds of reasons why? But is it really a relationship that is wanted? In the old belief system, we believe that is what is wanted. But is there a hidden desire beyond that want? Would it be a surprise for you to recognize that what is really being desired is a feeling and not the object? We would usually think that for the test result, we would want a clean bill of health, so to say. But we do not want the object of health. We are wanting the feeling of healthiness, or perhaps the feeling of freedom. We believe the object of health will give. In the possibility of the mortgage being late, it is not the object of money that is desired. The desire is for the feeling of security. And we have been conditioned to believe we get that feeling with the object of money. But the object, money, can come and go. There is no real feeling in the object for security. and in seeking the so-called perfect relationship, or even a comfortable relationship. We are not wanting the object of a partner. We are wanting the feeling of love. Now, in separation, the feeling of real love is not there. We are then attempting to use an object of a person to give us the feeling of unconditional love. But love is not received from an object. In reality, it is the nature of ourself. We are love. So let whatever rises just be and relax into what is. Relax. Or perhaps notice the body is more relaxed and the breath a little deeper. Recognize. To relax or not to relax. Either one is perfect. To be aware of the breath and recognize everything just comes and goes. And you remain in awareness of the coming and going. As the letting go takes place, you may even feel lighter and lighter. As the light of being shines brighter and brighter. Without comment or judgment, there is just awareness of what is. Let go of any effort to affect an outcome. Just let what is be. To be aware of any old concepts, long-held judgments, accumulated personal beliefs about who you are. Just be aware. Let any thoughts just be there. Be still in the heart. Breathe into the heart of unconditional being. And see that you are the love that you are seeking. Don't try to do anything. Love is the completeness of life. And given the opportunity now, the heart releases and lets go of the old toxic beliefs and judgment held against yourself and what we may call others. Take another deep breath and drop everything. Let go. Let go any effort that may have risen and just be. You are God aware. And let go any thoughts that may rise to contradict the reality and the nature of yourself, of your being. Take a breath. And as you release, just let go. Take a breath and be present. As you may know, everything is presented to us for an opportunity of realization. So even the ideas and thoughts and sensations of anxiety or panic or fear, and you can move that over as well to other sensations, sensation of negativity, sensation of anger. So have you ever had the idea or the feeling that these things are being presented in attempt to get my attention as an opportunity of seeing more clearly and seeing past what mind is saying? When you see past the anxiety, and recognize that it is a feeling that I am desiring. I want that feeling. Now, if you've gotten that far, recognize that that feeling that is being desired is the recognition of self. That feeling of being alive, that feeling of being at peace, that feeling of freedom from the intrusion of mind and its thoughts and its plays and its activity. Think about it. So now, do we all see the opportunity we're being given when a sensation, such as something we would normally want to get rid of, to shun, to get past, to not feel it anymore at all, can you realize it now as an opportunity and have it now become that opportunity and an advantage of seeing more clearly? Any of the examples ring home for somebody? Is somebody been struggling with some of these sensations? And I understand that they're not comfortable, but can you see beyond that discomfort to the opportunity that's being given? So are some of you out there having an issue with anxiety, panic, or fear?
Mary, it's Kate. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't sleep very well. I wake up, have a lot of anxiety, and it's more about anxiety to get back to sleep. Like, if I get back to sleep, I'm so happy that you said this, because really what I'm wanting is to feel peace and safe. And I know I don't need sleep, but it's like almost like a knee-jerk reaction when I wake up. It just, I've got to get back to sleep, breathe, you know, do all these things to relax. But
well, take it from this side. What do I need to get back to sleep for?
Peace.
Where do I find peace?
I'm already at peace. Peace is right here.
Exactly.
When I'm not identified with this, right, this whole belief system.
The beliefs, yeah, of the imaginary character that we believe we are. So it's that character that is wanting to get back to sleep. That character is wanting peace. So the more the character is wanting, the more that feeling of anxiety is there, because it's not getting what it wants, but it's a character. It's not going to get what it wants.
Right.
It is the self to see past that, that peace is already present. I, not the character. The character has to be laid to rest. Okay. But I already have the peace the character is wanting. So it sets up this teeter-totter, and it's constantly, I want it, I have it, I want it, I have it, I want it, I have it. The thing to recognize is that the character has no real existence. It's part of the story. So when I'm looking at, okay, why do I want to sleep? I just want that feeling of that deep sleep. Without the thoughts, without the commotion. I just want that peace. And we find that in deep sleep. So recognize, okay, the character wants this peace. So where do I go to find this peace? The character is saying it's by being asleep. And you're saying, oh, nay, now you're saying, oh, no, no. Oh, nay, nay. You know, I'm not going to find it only in sleep because it's ever present. And then you begin that little dialogue. I am the presence of peace itself. I am the presence of serenity itself. I am the presence of harmony itself. I am actually that which is aware of sleep itself. I do not require sleep to be the peace that I am. That is how you would address the non-existent character that wants to find the feeling of peace in sleep. You need to recognize when the character is present and pulling the strings. You need to recognize that so that you can put that character to rest. It is the same with the anxiety or the panic that the mortgage payment is coming due. The same thing. Excuse me. The character goes into panic mode. Okay. The character is saying, I don't have. Not the presence that is you. The presence is not saying, I don't have. It is the character play. It is the story you have written. It is the character that is saying, I don't have. What am I going to do? Where am I going to get it? What's going to happen? You know, what are people thinking of me? You know, all of that is the character. And you are aware of it, but you're still believing it. You're believing what this non-existent character is saying, what mind is saying. You are caught up in the old regime, you are caught up in the old ways, you are caught up in the old beliefs, and you are giving it reality, and you're giving it credence, and you are giving it your peace. It's like, where did my peace go? Where did my understanding of who I am go? Where did I go? So when the character begins, you have to recognize it. That's your job. That's what you're here to do, is to recognize the fallacy of the old beliefs. Okay. So you're to recognize this is the character. This is the character reading some script of separation. That's what it's doing. And you get caught up in the script of the old ways. So what is being wanted when the panic comes, when the mortgage is supposedly or thinking or possibly could be or might be late? What is the hidden desire? It's not the money. You have to understand that an object cannot give you what you are truly seeking. So what is wanted is the peace of the feeling of security. It's not that we don't have it. We do have it, although it might not be in visible expression at the moment. But we do have it. We have to have it because we are the presence of it. But we let the old habits, the old beliefs, seemingly take away that peaceful residence of the feeling of security. Mm. Security and peace are the same. We just give it a different name. So it is the love. The love that is actually being sought. And then, what was the next one? I forget. What do we have?
Panic.
I've got it in somewhere in my notes. Oh, the relationship. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The relationship. So how many of us have been a long, long, long time, maybe in our younger days, but a long time without a relationship? And we are almost in a panic mode because we so desperately wanted that feeling of closeness and companionship and the feeling of love. And we would look hither and thither for a companion so we could get those feelings of being wanted, being needed, being loved. Now, when you think about it, that's a heavy duty to put on
anybody.
Anybody, exactly. Okay. But we would do it. And we would expect our partner to fulfill every feeling of the obligation of being in a relationship. You need to make me feel wanted. You need to make me feel special. You need to make me feel loved. So when we're not in a relationship, we may go looking for one, not because we really want a partner. We want the feelings that we believe a partner or a relationship will give. We want the feelings, not the object. There is no object, no object. This object will never give me love. No object is ever going to give the feelings that are behind that fear or that panic. The love that is being sought is the love that you are. It's the only expression and feeling of unconditional love is in the acceptance and the knowingness of self. The only place it is. When you begin to see what we call others as yourself, you will feel that expression. Then, from what you call another, but now you are knowing that that other doesn't exist because it is yourself. So with these feelings and sensations, try to recognize it is not the object that you are truly wanting. It is the feeling that you are believing that getting that object will give you. It's someone else having a little problem with one of these that
Hey, Mary, it's Peggy.
Hello, hi, love.
Hi. Thank you so much for this. I'm thinking of my work situation due to, for want of a better word, the economy. I'm in a work situation where everybody is very anxious about being laid off. And this anxiety and tension and fear is contagious in the office. People are just, you know, there's a lot of chatter, gossip, backstabbing, who's going to go next. And it creates a tremendous, for me, a tremendous amount of tension and fear. And listening to what you're saying, I guess this would apply to employment. I'm thinking, you know, what is
everything in the old belief systems? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it would be, it would relate back to supply. You know, what is the true nature of supply? It doesn't come from.
Well, what is the feeling? Because the supply is, it already is. But when you say that you're in the office that's filled with panic and fear and tension, and you absorb that, that's not necessary. Okay. Because the you that is you can't, is not absorbing that. It's the character that you believe that you are that is absorbing it. Okay. Mm-hmm. The you that is really present is aware of it, but is not absorbing it. It's the mind. It's the character playing the old game. Okay. But what is really being sought?
Peace.
Uh-huh. And what?
Practice the presence of
serenity.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling. Okay. The fear of losing a position. Okay. That has to do with the feeling of being safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you have a position, you have a false sense of security because the job cannot give you the feeling that you are really desiring. That feeling of security must be recognized and discovered where it is. And that feeling of peace and security is your nature. It is yourself. That is the feeling of peace and security. So it's not the fear of the position. It's that feeling of not having that feeling that is the fearful part. We want that feeling of security. That's probably why most of us begin seeking spiritually, because we feel that God will give us that feeling of love and security. And if we can't find it in God, we'll look in a position or a job or a relationship or more stuff in the house or a new car, or a new hat or new shoes. We will look for it in an object.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying, stop looking for that feeling in the object of a job. It can't give it to you. It doesn't have it. The only place that feeling is within you. It is there.
Yeah.
That's why everyone says you must go within. What you are seeking is already within you. So you don't need to worry about that feeling being given to you from a job, because it's not going to happen. You need to look where that feeling that you desire is. And it is in you already. You already have it. That is what that feeling of panic, what we were saying, is about. It is getting your attention, because you are holding on to some old beliefs and you cannot find what you are seeking because of it. You have to let the old belief go that this a job will give you a feeling of peace and security. It won't. So that's the old belief. That is the universe getting your attention. Say, hey, look here. You're holding this old belief about a job going to give you a feeling of peace and security and joy. Is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. See, this feeling rises every time. So look at the feeling as the opportunity. Okay, I'm seeing a little more clearly that I'm looking to this job to give me something it can't give.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay, I get it. I can see that. How do I get to the feelings that I desire? You get to the feelings that you're desiring by recognizing I am the presence of that feeling already. That resides within me. So I go there. I take some breaths. I sit in the silence. I allow the body to rest and be quiet. I look at the mind and I watch the mind. I don't touch it. I just watch it. And I'm sitting there. And the more quiet, the more peaceful, the more calm the mind becomes. And the mind becomes residing in my heart. And the mind is at peace. And the mind is joyful. And that's where the feeling of peace and joy is. The other is when we're recognizing this, we are understanding I am all that is. And if this position should go away, because I have risen high enough in consciousness to see whatever lesson I was to see, and so be it. Mm-hmm. There is another one right behind it, and that is having faith in the self that is yourself. Having trust in the self that is yourself. If this is to go, there is something even greater behind it. All is well.
Mm-hmm.
This is the attitude of a true seeker. Okay? There's the non-allowance of this character to continue to be so dominant in this life that is God life. So it's the same with the relationship. And I think you can all get that one pretty easily. The seeking is for love. And that love is in the same place as the peace, the joy, the serenity, the harmony, the goodwill, the laughter, the happiness, the same place. Waiting to be discovered. Not just when you sit quietly, like we just did a moment ago, but when the toilets are being cleaned, when the floor is being mopped, when the laundry is being done, when the grocery shopping is being done, when the meal is being prepared. But through all of that, to maintain the recognition, I am. I'm present. I'm aware of all of this taking place. I am aware in this moment of this gathering seemingly taking place. What we have come. We have come to awaken. So we are presented with so many opportunities, and it is our good pleasure to recognize those opportunities and take advantage of them. So, what is your plan for deep awakening? To recognize deeply, I am. So, thank you. Anyone else having something they'd like to bring up? So please continue to recognize that the feelings of anxiety and panic and fear can be your friend if you recognize it as an opportunity to question, not just run to the old belief systems and start the same old stories with that same old sensation, but to question. What am I really desiring? Hey. So let us pray. most beloved self. How foolish I have been to seek what I already am. And how foolish to pray for or plead for or anguish for what I already have. How could I pray for what is just right here, beyond the words and beliefs, is everything I could ever need. I rest quietly in the inner knowing. I am still in contentment and joy. I live as the love that is the infinite life. I am peace, and I am free. Amen. Om Namaste.